Hey, Master Soul, Stacy here. Today, we are talking about being an empath. And more importantly, we're talking about what it means to be an empath in business. Because it really is a horse of a different color when you can feel how people are responding to what it is you do. And more, well, not necessarily more importantly, but when you can also feel when other people are putting out energetics that aren't in alignment with you. See, what happens as an empath is we can feel all of the energy in the world. We're like universal sponges, and the energy comes in, and we have these a couple of really amazing superpowers. The first amazing superpower is that we, once the energy flows into us, we can actually translate it. We can translate the intention behind that energy, who is putting it out and what it means. So in other words, if someone's putting out energy of fear, once the energy passes through our body, we actually can interpret what is happening with that energy, and we can feel that it is energetics with a fear intention. We could feel the fear, and sometimes we feel like it's our own fear. But in reality, what we're doing is we're feeling that energy come in, and we are translating it into very human base emotions. We feel that fear coming into our body as if it were our own. And as we raise our vibration, we can actually start really differentiating between what's our fear and what's someone else's fear. The second amazing superpower that we have as empaths, or highly sensitive people, or however else you want to refer to it, I'm going to refer to it as an empath. Our secondary superpower is that once we've translated it, our bodies actually flow the energy back out through us, completely transmuted. So if something comes in with the energetics of fear, if we have the possibility and the capability of taking that fear energy and transmuting it into the energy of faith or security or assurance or whatever it is that that person really needs to feel to actually raise their vibration. We do this automatically. And when we allow ourselves to open up to energy, then it doesn't take any efforting. Energetics come in, our system translates it and transmutes it if we are doing our job. And our job is to open up enough so that the energy flows through us, to not take that fear and shut down and trap it inside with us and be in this place of fear and feel that it's our own. It's actually the opposite. The opposite is to feel that fear and open our hearts even more to allow the fear to do what it's meant to do in our body, which is flow all the way through and back out in a transmuted form. Now, as a business owner, this is really important to understand because, one, who you hang out with really does impact who you are as an empath, especially as an empath. So the whole point of being here in Master Soul University is to raise each other's vibration up. And the more you raise your vibration, the more the other empaths in the room can automatically raise theirs. It's very important that we are aware of what people are feeling around us and separate ourselves from it, not shut ourselves off. But look at it with curiosity, like, oh, all of a sudden I'm feeling anxiety or I'm feeling fear. I wonder where that's coming from. And to really dive in deep, is this something that I'm translating on a universal level? Is this something that I'm feeling with someone around me? Is this mine? Am I actually feeling the fear? Is this mine? If it's those first few things, then we got to open ourselves up more to the experiencing and of the feeling of it. If it's ours, then we get to stick it into that foundational piece and work on it ourselves later. everything that comes in on an emotional feeling level is probably passing through your empath screen. It's probably coming in at an energetic level. And it's our job as business people to take the time to interpret every emotion and every feeling that we feel and placing it against that rubric. Is it mine or is it coming from somewhere else? Is it important for me to listen to if it's coming from someone else? Or is it something that I can just let go of? If it's important for us to listen to, it means that there's some message there for us that we get to pay attention to, that we get to say, okay, I'm saying this thing and someone is responding to me in such a way that they feel fear. So how can I rephrase what it is I'm trying to express to actually achieve the emotion that I'm trying to give? See, this beautiful thing about being so sensitive to others' emotions means that as a business person, we get to create the emotional response that we are most desiring. Case in point, if I'm writing something that I want to, you know, rile people up, I want it to be revolutionary, I want people to feel fired up and just ready and like, yeah, let's go, then I need to be in an emotional state that I'm, yeah, let's go. Because when I put that energy in it, then the emotional response that I'm going to receive back will be a mirror of that emotion that I am transmuting. We are transmuters, which means that whatever emotion comes in, we get to transmute into any emotional response energetically that we desire. And so if we are getting input, we get to change it into anything that we desire. We get to change things into feeling more loving so that we receive the emotion back as love. We are sponges. What we absorb, we put back out into the world, and it's this gorgeous cycle that we were genetically created to be a part of. As a highly sensitive person or as an empath, we actually get to use these emotional responses in a way that creates the world that we most want to be feeling. If we want to feel love, then we get to take all the energy that's flowing in us all of the time, and we get to intentionally transmute it, put out love into everything that we do, and then the world will respond in kind that much faster because we know what that loving feeling feels like, because we know what the emotional response feels like. It's really critical in sales too, because all of a sudden you'll feel somebody getting anxious and fearful. And we could take that breath and allow it to come in and allow it to go out and transmute it into, what do you need to feel safe right now? Because I can feel that you're getting a little bit anxious. We get to use other people's emotional triggers that we feel, and we get to actively transmute it into something higher vibration, into something that really resonates with the response that we're most wanting to create. Doesn't mean that you're manipulating people, but it does mean that we can judge how powerful we're being in the world by feeling other people's emotional response to it at an energetic, cellular level. You talk about powerful market research, this is it. You were actually born and created to be a natural market researcher, which is also why a lot of empaths avoid marketing and avoid sales, because we can feel the emotional triggers. When we're trying to be smarmy and push the sale, we're putting in that slightly slimy slimy energetics into what we're doing, because we're trying to be salesy and we're trying to do, you know, this way, instead of focusing on the emotional response that we most want to be creating. So when we are in that slime, what happens is we get slime reflected back to us. We get people who are turned off by it, and we can feel it. And no one wants to be feeling that, right? And so as an empath, because we don't want to feel that response, we don't put anything into the world. So let's switch that. Open yourselves up to the experiencing of the emotions, because when we feel that, we can gauge our effectiveness. We know that when we are in alignment with our message, people respond magically. And when we're putting in other energetics into the mix, people respond to the other energetics. Energy comes in, we translate it, and we transmute it. So as a business person, as an empath, you actually have so much more power to create magic in your business because you are a natural market researcher. So I expect that there will be lots of questions on this in the group because this is a really big, meaty, juicy aha. We feel the energy, we can translate the energy, and we can transmute it. So everything that we do in our business needs to be in alignment with the emotional response that we most want to provoke in others, so that we receive back in the universe that love, that vulnerability, that engagement, that community, that money, whatever it is that you're creating in your business, whatever emotion that you most want to invoke, we get to actually translate the energy and put that out into the world, translate it as love, translate it as change, translate it as insight. And then what we receive back is the other people's interpretation of that. So it is our superpower, and a lot of times we shut it down because we think that it's bad to feel that, that what we're feeling is ours, that we don't want to create that will change the transmutation. I'm going to also attach as part of this course an hour-long phone call that I did a long time ago on what it means to be an empath, and it goes a little bit deeper into the translation and the transmutation. So if you have the time to spare or you're curious about that, then go ahead and listen to that phone message. But for now, what I really want you guys to walk away with, what I really want you to walk away with today is that your sensitivity really is a magical superpower. That your sensitivity will actually guide you better than any marketing business development course could ever possibly do, because you have the extra layer of not muggling and thinking through what the best strategy is, but you have the layer of seeing how it really feels for others to receive what it is you're putting out into the world. So ask your questions in the group. I look forward to answering them. And if you have time, go ahead and listen to that phone call. And if you're complete right now, then so be it. I love you guys. We'll see you in the next class. Mwah.